The U.S. Supreme Court today again wrestles with the legal complexities of the death penalty. At issue is whether the Double Jeopardy Clause of the Constitution applies when combined with the modern system of a separate penalty phase in a capital trial. For lawyers, the case presents something of a legal Rubik's Cube. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The Constitution guarantees that no person shall twice be put in jeopardy of life or limb by being twice tried for the same crime. The courts have long agreed that that clause, called the Double Jeopardy Clause, does not prevent the state from retrying someone whose conviction on appeal is set aside by a higher court. But today's case presents a much more complicated situation. The case is brought by David Satizan, who was tried for felony murder in 1991 and convicted. The jury was then instructed that in deciding on a penalty of life in prison or death, the jurors must be unanimous. If they could not agree, the judge told them, he would be required by Pennsylvania law to sentence the defendant to life in prison. The jury, as it turned out, could not agree, and the judge sentenced Satizan to life. The defendant then appealed the other part of his trial, the verdict of guilt, and he won the right to a new trial. The state again sought the death penalty, and this time succeeded. Satizan asserts that the Constitution's ban on double jeopardy should have prevented a second jury from considering the death penalty. Defense lawyers contend a jury deadlock on a death sentence is fundamentally different from a deadlock on the question of guilt or innocence, because under Pennsylvania law, a deadlock on sentencing in capital cases results in an automatic sentencing determination, a final determination that under the Constitution cannot be ignored or redone a second time. According to the defense, the jury in the first trial understood well that if it was not unanimous, the result would be life in prison. Whereas when a jury is deadlocked on a verdict, it's understood the state will have another chance to prosecute if it wishes. Thus, the defendant argues a death after life sentence is fundamentally different from an inconclusive hung jury on the question of a verdict. Satizan's case is not unique. In Pennsylvania, where his trial took place, four other defendants in the last decade have similarly faced capital retrials, even though they had previously been sentenced to life in prison. And defense lawyers argue that Pennsylvania, having set up this particular sentencing scheme, may not change it when it doesn't like the results. Countering that argument, the state contends that the imposition of a life sentence in this situation is not an acquittal that bars the state from seeking the death sentence again when it retries the defendant. Satizan was not acquitted in terms of the death penalty, prosecutors argue. It's not as if the jury had agreed to spare his life. They didn't, and that resulted in a life term. In essence, prosecutors argue, Satizan's life sentence was not really a sentence at all. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.